Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
What should a presidential campaign do if foreign nationals offer information or services? The current law is kind of murky, which is why Democratic Senator Mark Warner wants to require campaigns to report foreign influence to the FBI and the Federal Elections Commission.
I would have thought in common sense that would have happened in 2016. It didn't happen. Let's just make sure on a going forward basis, if we see evidence of foreign intervention, you got to tell law enforcement, you got to tell the FBI.
He's not alone in Washington among lawmakers who want to strengthen election security. Richmond area Democratic Congressman Donald McEachin has a bill that would create new penalties for people who mislead voters about the time and place of an election, or people who target ethnic groups by making empty threats about criminal penalties for illegal voting.
One of the things that you always hear every election cycle is that the other side is doing something sneaky, you know, telling people the wrong election date, giving out false information about where to vote and things like that. So we wanted to make sure that we made a statement that that's illegal, that's unethical, and it shouldn't happen.
Both bills face Republican opposition. McEachin had an identical bill last year that went nowhere when Republicans controlled the House, and Warner's bill is currently being blocked by freshman Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. She calls the bill a blatant political stunt. I'm Michael Pope.